Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. Every Friday at this time, we're telling small stories about one of the biggest events in South Florida history. It's our Remembering Andrew series, and it'll run every week until the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew next month. When Andrew hit, Debbie Waking from Kendall was relieved that the people in her life were okay. But as the years went by, Waking started to miss some of the things Andrew took away.
It's only as time has passed that I've come to realize that little things can have an important sentimental value.
This week, Luke Cohen brings us a story about the things people lost during Hurricane Andrew.
My name is Manuel Allen. I am a pilot. During Hurricane Andrew, I lost two aircraft.
My name is Ingrid Chin. During the storm, I lost a baby shoe that belonged to my son that was given to me by the obstetrician when he was born.
My name is Debbie Waking. We lost a lot during the storm, but what I've missed the most is my record collection.
One was a Beechcraft Model 18. The other was a twin-engine Cessna Model 400. 411.
The shoe was ceramic. I put it on his dresser and I just kept it there. When I got back, the dresser was there, but everything that was on the dresser was gone.
The Beatles' White Album, Sgt. Pepper, Led Zeppelin II, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Young Rascals, Simon and Garfunkel.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Three of my four children play instruments, and they're fans of Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, and I had some Hendrix too, and I just wish I still had that for them.
During the storm, the Beechcraft was triple tied down outside with every rope I could find at Tamiami Airport. My airplane was in a tin hangar, probably designed to withstand 80, 100 mile winds, but it was more than 80 or 100 mile winds.
The attic was just burst open by the winds, and a lot of water poured in, and the albums were completely trashed. They were wet and soggy, and the colors were fading together. We were creating a big pile of debris in our front yard to be removed. And as we cleaned things out, the record collection went in there too.
The airplane had flipped over. All I could see was the dirty wheels up in the air and the beautiful airframe out of shape and pieces on the ground.
I could not replace the baby shoes, and that had so much sentimental value to me. Besides your memories, your life is really in the things that you have around you.
You can see photos of Manuel Allen's overturned plane at WLRNunderthesun.org. Andrew may have taken many things away, but Eduardo and Virginia De Verona of West Miami found something after the storm. A blue and gold patio umbrella from Corona, the beer, turned up in their backyard.
We have no idea where it came from, and the way the winds were blowing that night, who knows?
Having the umbrella that we could open up and throw, like, have it part of our pool parties was kind of like a nice twist to an ugly experience.
They used the umbrella for 19 years after Andrew. You can share your own Andrew story at our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Kenny Malone.
I'll be better dark as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.